Hey everybody, welcome back to the show and thank you for joining us for episode 3 of season 3 of Pillow Talk Uncensored. I'm Fatima.
And I'm Dom.
On today's episode, we were joined by two friends to talk all about dating, the pros, the cons, and everything in between. But before we get into that, this week's episode is sponsored by Cardi Kiss. Cardi Kiss promotes healthier lips by providing mixtures that aid in reparation and hydration. It can be used for both men and women. Cardi Kiss lip mixtures include all natural ingredients that work together to create a good look and good feel. Their products help with lightening, healing, moisturizing, cleansing, and softening. Shop with Cardi Kiss and be sure to tell them Pillow Talk sent you. Hey y'all, welcome to the show and thanks for joining us. Before we get into the world of dating and how it's trash, I want to give y'all the chance to let the listeners know a little bit about you and where they can find you at on social media. So Gina, we're going to do ladies first.
Okay, so my name is Regina. I'm 26. I don't know what else to say. I went to Westchester with Tima and Dom and Pick. Come from a decent family, I guess. I don't know what else to say. I feel like I'm being weird.
And then
my Instagram is at Gina Winique. I guess I would have to spell that GenaWynique. And then my Twitter is at Regina George. Regina spelled RegenA. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Thank you for sharing, girl. Deshaun.
My name is Deshaun Pickett. My Instagram is DESHAUN_P. A little bit about myself. I come from a family that's kind of broken, I guess you could say. So I think I definitely might have some insight as far as like how are you dating at times. But that's about it.
Okay. Thank you both for sharing. That's an interesting perspective. So let's just get right into it. We all know that the culture of dating currently is trash. So,
yeah, absolutely.
How is it for you?
It's ghetto. Is there anything else to say? Like, I swear, like somebody tweeted one time that the dating pool has pee in it, and I've literally been like, "Yep, that's exactly what's going on." So it's, I mean, it has its positives. I would say overall, it's definitely very stressful. Like, people just lie and like just do a whole bunch of stuff that's just like, you know, we're grown. We should act like it, but you know, that's how it is. A quick synopsis, that's how it is.
Girl, I couldn't agree more. Okay, so Deshaun, let's hear the male perspective on it.
I agree with Regina. I feel like maybe it's because of my experience. I feel like it's been trash, like hit and miss. It might also have something to do with like, you know, you think you found somebody until like maybe values clash, or maybe you find something like you don't really agree with. So I think that's what it really is. And so much like social media out there, as far as like you have everything at the tips of your fingers, right? So I feel like a lot of people aren't as patient anymore. You know, they don't want to work through things or really get to know somebody. It's like, oh, this ain't working right away. So you know, you got like these dating apps or like I said, social media, you can just find somebody else to see if they fit what you're looking for, try and look for like these perfect people.
Yeah, that's actually interesting. That's like, people don't be genuinely liking each other anymore. It's like, what can you do for me? How can I benefit?
Yeah. From like, it's like a transaction.
Yeah, yeah, like it's not really dating. And with that, let's start off with like, what is your definition of dating? Anybody can answer.
You can go first, Regina.
Okay, thanks. Okay, my definition of dating is, are we going on dates or not? Like, really, it's simple for me. Like, if we're going out on dates, technically we're dating. If I'm going out on dates with multiple people, then I'm dating multiple people. I think that, like, people try to, like, I don't really like to use talking too much because I talk to a whole bunch of people. Like, that doesn't... Like, I talked to my mom that, like, that shit don't, like, if we just texting all day, then I don't really have anything. You have no obligation to me. I have no obligation to you kind of thing. Mm-hmm. If we're, like, dating, going on dates and stuff like that, I feel like we can probably move into dating exclusively. But, like, dating to me is just we've been going on dates. We've been spending time together. We've been hanging out, you know, going places, not just hanging out in your crib. Because mm-hmm. what do I look like? But yeah, that's my definition.
Okay. I like that. Deshaun?
I actually agree with Regina. I feel like the talking stage is maybe like you just talking to somebody you haven't been on dates. Maybe you're getting to know them. Me personally, like, I just have a strong, like, visceral connection with somebody. Like, I'm really interested. I probably won't go off the date right off the bat because I had, like, some horror stories where, like, I'll go on a date and it just, like, I feel like I wasted bread. Like, it just wasn't it. The vibe was super weird. So now I'm, like, super cautious about, like, who I ask out on dates. I want to get to know you a little bit. Like, maybe FaceTime you, call you, see if the vibe is there. So I ain't trying to waste my bread, like, waste my time for real if I can't even feel like a connection with you. I ain't going to try to force it either. So dating is going out on dates. And as Regina said, you get to a point where you're dating exclusively and maybe potentially see yourself in a relationship with this person.
Okay. So y'all both brought up similar good points about these different levels of dating. And like, it's the going out on dates, aka just having fun, getting to know people versus exclusively dating. And with it is the idea of expensive dates and how guys are like, I don't want to spend all this money on this date and it don't go nowhere.
We don't care.
That's real.
I mean, but it doesn't.
No, I'm kidding.
Personally, you don't have to try to wow me on the first date because I'm also about the connection. Let's see if we vibe. Let's see where your head at. Like, we can literally go grab some food at a low-key spot, go to a coffee shop, like, put some effort into it, but you don't have to take me to a five-star restaurant because guys feel like they spending all this money, they gonna want some ass at the end of the night, and they be mad when you get it.
That's
real. I feel like that a lot of that comes from dudes just fighting above their weight class, for lack of a better term. But like, just like if you're going after girls who are used to like getting Birkins, or even like not even getting Birkins, but like who are used to kind of like being taken out to like more expensive restaurants and stuff like that, like you can't expect them to lower their standard, especially if they can afford it themselves. But you can't expect them to lower their standard just because you ain't got it like that. Like, or if you are gonna like try to go after somebody who, you know, is in a different socioeconomic status or something like that, then just like you do have to be a little bit more thoughtful and a little bit more careful about the planning of it. And I think that will really like shine through too, at least when it comes to men like complaining about like expensive dates and stuff like that. Like, you talking to an expensive girl, I don't know, like
so Deshaun, as a guy, how are you able to tell, like, if this is an expensive girl or she's into the simple things?
I think that's a conversation. From my experience, I use dating apps. And, like, sometimes they'll let you know, like, someone would be like, listen, I'm not a 50-50 relationship type girl. You know, it really comes down to people's values. You'll know from the rip. It's having a conversation. Like, where are your expectations? What are you expecting of me? And then, like, I tell the girl what my whole thing is, what I'm willing to do or not to do, really. I agree with Gina. If this woman is someone who explains her lifestyle to you and you're trying to force something because, like, you find her attractive or, you know, you're thinking about these what is, what could be with her instead of, well, like, being grounded to reality and what is presently is her, then, like, you asking them for yourself to get burnt because it's like you're trying to force something. Like, don't spend the bread if you don't want to. And it's like, you know, I don't care how bad she is. Like, that's like your dick talking. She look good, so you want to spend the bread and see if you can get hit. Like, that's the case, I think, for most men. Like, if a girl look good, some of these women can get away with a lot of stuff. And that's because, like, guys just looking at that one thing. I think for a relationship, it goes beyond that. If you really want to build with somebody, somebody having a conversation about your values, which you are willing to spend. I mean, personally, you know, I definitely have a budget. I budget everything. I budget dates. So I don't care if you're my girl or not. If like it's not in the budget, it ain't going to work. And if a woman is comfortable with that, she'll date me. If not, then she'll look for somebody else.
You start
preaching. Yeah, okay. I don't even.
Right. You heard that. He said, I have a budget. Okay. I'm not stepping out my budget for you, man.
Okay, period. Yeah, that's real talk. And so, like, that makes me think about the whole idea of courting somebody. And I feel like you said, Deshaun, it comes down to having these conversations about, like, are we just going out and having fun? or like, are we dating with intention? Is the ultimate goal to be in a relationship or to get married or something like that? And I feel like that's kind of, well, it's a combination of like, guys really don't know how to court females. And then like that instant gratification that we was talking about earlier, because everything is at the tip of your fingers. Like, you don't really have to look for anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like that conversation, when do you guys feel like should you have it before the date or should you have it on the actual first date about like, what are we both looking for?
I thought like, I think I've recently changed my perspective on that conversation because I feel like sometimes if you bringing up a certain title or something like that, or bringing up the idea of having a relationship sometimes scares people. And people automatically assume that the relationship has to change just because of title change. But like, it's like, we want to be exclusive, or we want to be in a relationship because of the way that we interact with each other now, not because of what we potentially could have. Like, obviously there's going to be like more, like once you unlock the girlfriend package, there's going to be more benefits to that. But like, but there isn't, but it shouldn't, like, I feel like you already kind of got to the point of like having a responsibility to each other, or not really responsibility, but, you know, considering each other and stuff like that. And that's why y'all wanted to be in the relationship. So like, I have kind of moved away from having that conversation unless I kind of feel, it really is how I feel in that moment. Like if I feel like I want to date this person, I think I'm not like specifically looking to be in a relationship, but I know that I would like to be in one, but I don't want to force it, right? Mm-hmm. So like, I just kind of like at this stage have been, if I like you, then that is a conversation that we can have, but like maybe not on a first date, just because I don't know you like that. I'm not trying to be like, yeah, that's what I want a boyfriend, within 6 months and you gonna be him. Like, I don't want to kind of have that conversation right off the rip. So I've definitely like not stopped having those conversations, but been a little bit more intentional about the timing. And I feel like when I feel ready to have that type of conversation, that's when I usually do it.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good point. Cause you like, guys hear that and they're automatically scared, like, oh my gosh, like what? No, I gotta go the other way. Like, she wants too much. Mm-hmm. Like, let's get it out on the table so we're not wasting each other's time. Because if we're looking for different things, let's just end this right here.
Right. Like, I definitely make it clear that I'm open to a relationship, but like, that's not the first thing on my mind, because if that's the first thing on my mind, I'm gonna choose any dude that walk into my face, like, right, any dude that I kind of remotely like, or, you know, and then I feel like at times in the past, I've been very willing to look past a lot of stuff because of it, because I'm like, okay, like, well, we vibe, like, I like him or he likes me. But like, I've looked past, like, I'm ignoring hella red flags just because I'm like, well, we're connected and I really don't feel like doing this again, like going through this whole like process again. So like, because we have a connection, let's just steam through. But like, now it's like, no, just because I want it doesn't mean that it has to be him.
Yeah, that's, oh my gosh, girl, preach. Because I feel like a lot of females go into the dating game like, every guy is supposed to be taken seriously or has the potential to be your husband, and you're going to be
that
like
part
time, because it just don't work like that. Like, it's, I mean, it could happen, but like, just go and live in a moment, enjoy yourself, and see where each other's head is at. Like, don't go into like, this is going to be my husband. Like,
right, and you're meeting different people all the time, and you learn different things about yourself each time. Like, I've learned things about myself within the last like 4 months that I didn't learn in 2 or 3 years dealing with a different person. Like, so if I didn't have these different encounters, I wouldn't know everything that I know today. So like, just keep it open. If it don't work out, like, it was a guy I was talking to for a while, or like, we were talking, that's it, literally, that's what I said, talking to. we were texting for a while, and then like, one day it just wasn't, he wasn't willing to come and like actually have a real date. So I was like, okay, well,
bye.
Gotta go, like, bye, I'll see you later. But at the same time, my options were open and I had other things going on, or other like dates and stuff that I was going on, so it didn't make or break me. Like,
yeah that's a
good around lady. Yeah.
So Deshaun, as a guy on the receiving end of the what are your intentions conversation, how do you handle it?
I answer that question straight out. One of my intentions, I let it be known, like, if I'm seriously dating, if I feel like, if I say I'm not looking, but I'm open to it. But sometimes I hate saying that because, like, that just, like, it feels so casual. Like, say you're open, but you're not really looking. I feel like there's no real intention behind those words, like, when you say that to people, especially if someone's, like, really interested in dating. But I just tell them honest, if I'm actually interested in, like, dating right now, I let it be known. I feel like there's no point of lying because it's, like, you start lying, you start juggling all these things. Honestly, it's a hassle. Mm-hmm. Then, like, as a person myself who is seriously dating and looking for something, like, it gets exhausting, bro. So I'll be like, just be honest and, like, if it ain't it, move on to the next. Mm-hmm.
That's it, because a lie is definitely not going to do nothing for you. I'll tell you that.
Well, tell these niggas out here because they just a lie.
No, it's not everybody. Everybody be lying.
Everybody, people just not shit for real. Like, people don't know what they want.
But I feel like everybody just needs to understand that everything done in the dark comes to light. Literally everything that you do is going to come back around. Like, and for me, I'm really the FBI. Like, I'm going to know. I'm going to know. Like, if something you're going to say or something somebody else, I'm going to put two and two together. I'm going to know. And now here we are having this tough conversation because you was lying. Like,
yeah, and that's so crazy. Why are you lying to somebody that you don't really owe anything to? Like,
I feel like people do that because it's like, they're trying to leave their options open.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really why people do it, because if you tell the truth, like, you probably know, because the person asked them for you to be honest so they can make their decision. So if you keep it a buck with them, they'll leave. And it's like,
people scared of the consequences.
People scared of the consequences. So they lie. That's what it comes down to. They don't want to feel like they lost the option.
That abandonment piece is a like big
dating,
part of it.
Dating game, sometimes I feel like the date game, I don't want to say a game, even though it's a game, like the date game is selfish, like, in general.
Yeah, part of it has to be. I would say people are definitely very scared of abandonment, and that's why I think that Deshaun's point of both parties lying kind of comes into play, because I feel like sometimes we as women, a man will say to us, like, oh, I'm not really looking for anything, I'm not looking for anything serious, and, like, we hear an imaginary right now on the end of that. Or or even if they say that, oh, you know, like, I'm not looking for anything serious, but I'm open, like, all we heard is, I want a relationship. Like, like, sometimes, so we, like, be lying to ourselves half the time, even when they say something. And or we're just like, okay, that's okay. So we lie to them because we don't want them to walk out of the situation, because it's like, okay, like, I'm feeling you. Like, I want this to go the distance. Mm-hmm. And you look at me in my face and telling me that, you know, if it happens, it happens. But if it doesn't, I'm going to be okay too. Like, that can kind of be hurtful sometimes. But, like, we really just will have to be honest with ourselves too. Like, okay, that's not given too serious. That's not, that doesn't sound too firm. So, like, keep your options open. Like, seriously, date other people. Until, I said the other day, I said, until somebody snatch me up off the streets, I'm in them. It is what it is. I can't do nothing. Like, I can't do nothing about it.
Okay, that's
all dates, all flowers, all trips, I don't care. Until somebody asks me to be their girlfriend, or I have a conversation with somebody and I become somebody's girlfriend, I'm in the streets. It is what it is.
Listen.
Okay, I need to pick up that motto.
Okay, so that brings me to my next question, which is, like, because you kind of brought up the red flag when you can tell when somebody isn't too serious, but we like to collect red flags. So what are some of your red flags during dating?
Pick, you can go first.
I think where I'm at, it changed depending on, like, my intention about dating. Like, there are times where, especially when I'm really interested in someone, like, I want to hear from them daily, like those hearing from you every couple of hours might be annoying, especially if I really like you. But if I'm not, like, if I'm being casual with it, like, I don't really care, because I'm not, you feel me? I'm not that, like, it don't matter to me. But if I'm seriously dating, like, I want to hear from you a lot. I feel like, me personally, I can be a little clingy in general. So it's like, if I'm feeling you, I want to FaceTime you often. I want to see you.
Is that a red flag, though? If they're not as communicative like that? Like, if they're not as accessible?
Yeah.
Why is that a red flag? Everybody's just not that accessible.
I know, but it's like, I feel like you're going to date somebody as a, for me, it's, I want to date somebody kind of like on my terms. Like I can make sacrifices, right? Like I don't want a pen pal or a long distance relationship though. Like, so I want to be able to see you, but I'm an in-person individual. So if I can't see you often, then it's like, it's not doing nothing for me, for real, for real.
So you're saying like,
I might get what I want from the relationship. So a red flag, I guess, for me, because you're right, I ain't answered the question right. Like if someone's not like communicating well, and if they're not accessible.
So you're basically saying like people make time for what they want to make time for.
Oh, for sure. But like, you know, well, I was dating this girl that was in law school, and like I had to stop dating her because like she was busy and I understood that, but that wasn't going well. But I want it right now. Like she was cool and not fuck with her, but I mean, I don't want to see you bi-weekly. Is like, I don't, that's not going to do nothing for me. Like, what am I getting from it?
I have a question. This is a little bit of a sidebar, a little bit of a caveat. Pig, what about if you are deployed somewhere?
Bro, honestly, if I'm deployed somewhere, like, honestly, I'll tell that girl, like, move on, unless she's my wife, because it's, like, 9 months going, like, unless you really feeling me like that, then.
I'm going to say, I just wanted to know that the energy was
going to be kept the same.
No, I feel like not Miss Law School got to text you every day, but you, I just wanted to make sure.
No, but I understand that, because, like, people make time when they want to make time for, like, if you have a finite amount of time throughout your day, like, only 2-3 hours because you're filming all day, you might be exhausted. You might just want to watch TV instead of like talking to me. Like, I get that, but that's not going to work for me.
Yeah, I feel that. Okay, my red flags, lying, first of all. That's just the number one. Or just like not really like be telling the whole truth too. Withholding information is lying too.
Girl, yes.
It was all a lie. Like, that really irritates me. I don't like when people don't keep their word. Like, if we agree to do something, I mean, obviously, if there's, like, a good reason for, like, a cancel or something like that, by all means, or a reschedule, by all means, like, I'm very understanding. But if you take advantage of that understanding, then I really have a problem. So I really don't like stuff like that. Like, a guy I'm seeing now, I don't have that issue whatsoever. Like, at all. If he say he's going to do something, he's going to do it. If he says we're going to link up, we're going to link up. I just don't have that issue. And that has been, like, number one, like, yes, perfect, love it. What else? What other? Thank you. What other red flags? Lying, short. I'm just kidding. I'm 5'3". I'm 5'3". I'm 5'3". I was just joking. If you're lying, if you, a baby mom is a red flag for me. I'm not even gonna cap. A bad relationship with a baby mom is a red flag, because I feel like y'all still sleeping together. Because why is she so mad? There's no other explanation.
What if he's the
unless he sucks. Unless he sucks, obviously. Yeah. Like, but if he sucks, then I don't want you either. If you suck as a baby dad, like, that's corny. I feel like that's all I could think of off the top of my head. As we talk, I like think of another more red flag. There's 100.
I think a red flag for me is somebody who's like too into social media for some reason.
Well, I was just
thinking, I don't know why.
Twitter name is the red flag.
Yeah, it's like those type of people. I feel like they're
not
like
real.
Really into themselves and they're looking for attention. And that's not the case with everybody, but it's like
it's not real. You could be an Instagram 7, but you a Philly 3. Like,
you said Philly 3.
Oh,
I ain't gonna lie. This might be specific to Philly, but if you're talking about like some people, they like be doing hair cosmetology, it's just like that might be a red flag for me as a man, because like some of these women that I've met that do that, just their personality, not it, bro. Like, they some of them,
no, you gotta check their roller.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Listen, if you want to date a woman who does hair or lashes or anything like that, check her rule list for her customers first.
Okay, that's
and then you'll know what type of person she's gonna be. Look at their rule list.
I'm freaking out.
No refunds on deposits.
No refund on deposits. If you come 15 minutes late, it's automatically double your fee. But if I come 15 minutes late, then I can cancel your appointment. No. Like, don't text me, hey love, the day of. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I think that might be.
I'm coming anyway.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, I think for me too, like, it goes back to like certain type of women and like the whole as a man buying specific things. But like, if a woman is not offering Like, if you at least offer to pay for it, even if I'm going to pay for it, it's like, if you're not going to offer, I feel like it's a bit of a reflect. It's like, it's that expectation. Like, I don't like those expectations. Like, yeah, I'll treat you, I'll do you out on dates, but every time, like, I'm not doing that every time. Like, you're going to pay your way yourself sometimes, or like, at least offer.
What about if you're, he said, pay your way.
If you're courting her, at what point does it change to, okay, now she can start paying? Because that's not really courting.
I think it depends. For one, like I said, like, I myself, I have like a dating budget and I have a personal like discretionary budget for me to do stuff. Like, if I spent money on our date, she still wants to do something, listen, you're gonna have to pay for yourself and me to do this together if you're interested. Other than that, like, you're gonna have to wait until next month or something.
Listen, my red flag is somebody who accepts my offer to pay half. Anybody, don't say no. Say no.
No,
I'm okay,
so y'all.
I'm definitely a half boy, Regina.
JK, JK. I'm no. First of all, Pick knows me. I'm not the type of person. I will pay for myself. I pay for myself and you. I'm always been like that. I'm like that with my friends. I'm like that with people I've dated. I don't have any problem coming out of pocket for anything because I'm here too. Like, and also stuff happens. Like, I work in banking. I worked in banking for 3 years. I know that your car can get shut down for no reason other than you blinked too hard when you woke up this morning. Like, and like, it, there's too many different things that can happen, or you lost your wallet. Like, there's so many different things that can happen. However, comma, if something like that happens, it's an accident, you left your wallet, run me my money back, because what the hell. But but no, like, I have no issue paying for myself. I was joking about the red flag thing. I have no issue paying, like, yeah, for everybody at the table. Like,
yeah, I'm the type of person, I'm not going to expect something that I can't provide for myself. But for me, more so, it's the principle that, like, you're putting in this effort, because the dates don't have to be, like I said, it doesn't have to be a five-star restaurant. We can go for an experience. Like, we can go to a clay making class or something to do.
I feel like it shows that you're generous. It shows that you're generous and like, you have the care to take, you have the capacity to take care of somebody. And like, I feel like on the opposite end, like, we're as women often expected to take care of these niggas. Like, they want us to cook for them, they want us to do this, they want us to do that, like, all this stuff. And like, you're not taking care of me, I'm not taking care of shit. Like, and so I, like, once again, not to like keep bringing up the same person, but like, reciprocity is also a big part of the relationship, where if I cook for you, you're going to cook for me, or if I spend the night over your place, you're up cooking me breakfast, and vice versa. Like, just stuff like that, just different things where it is reciprocated. Like, everything I do, I get back, and then sometimes. So yeah, it's like, I don't have any issue taking care of somebody who takes care of me.
Like, I agree with that.
But if you ain't doing nothing,
the reciprocity,
you ain't get shit. Was like, yeah,
if I'm, It needs to be reciprocated, like you said. So next month, best believe you better be taking me out. Like, you mentioned courting, but it's like, I feel like the expectation is always the guy. Like, if the woman's interested, why is she doing that either?
Because
why
is make
the guy expectation, huh?
Men
make more money.
Hold on.
They do make more money.
Some women also make more money than men.
Sometimes, but also I would just like to note that men suffer from patriarchy almost just as much as women do, and they don't care like at all, because other people suffer more. But like, y'all literally, this is statistics, y'all make more money than us. Like, if you and I were to be working the same job with the same level of experience, you're going to get a higher check than me. That's just a fact of the matter. Like, this is just the country that we live in. Like, there's statistics to back it up. Don't ask me, ask Google. But like, because of that, and also, like, a lot of women, we talk about courting and stuff like that, women weren't even allowed to have bank accounts for a certain period of time. They weren't allowed but just like, there's long-term effects of a system, and for example, racism with slavery and everything like that, there are long-term effects of that system. There's long-term effects of the system of patriarchy, where women weren't allowed to have, and now we're at a place where we are allowed to have, and, you know, obviously we're excelling. Like, Black women are the most highly educated group of people in the country. Like, obviously we're out here doing our thing, but it's like, y'all set the whole courting thing up. This was y'all idea. Don't back out of it now.
Like, every man set up the system. Like, you both are in the
I didn't say y'all set it up. I said y'all benefit from it. And that's I said, this is a system that y'all in general set up. And so now y'all in general are benefiting from it. So it makes sense that the cards are still dealt the same way.
I don't think everybody benefiting like through the system of patriarchy. You think about the idea of child support. Like not everybody is benefiting from some men in certain states, depending on the state that is. Like a woman can have more and you still might have to pay child support. So I feel like it goes both ways, but at the end of the day, it also goes down to like values. So it goes back to the conversation about values between you and a woman.
True, but reciprocity is definitely a big one for me. Like if you're not at least doing what I'm doing for you, then
yeah, like I feel like for me, it happens once you're my boyfriend. Like obviously, I'm going to be reciprocating even when we're dating. I'm still going to be like putting forth effort and showing interest, but I just feel like if you're courting me, you got to put more effort for it. Like that's just my personal opinion. Cause like, I don't know. I guess I'm conforming to the societal norm that men are supposed to be. I'm seeing the norm.
If you're a little traditional, that's perfectly fine. Like as long as you find somebody that's traditional too. Like obviously you're not gonna date somebody who has the same mentality as Deshaun, for example. Because it's like, oh boy, I'm not gonna, and this is no shade. That was not a shot.
It was not a shot. That's real.
It's realistic. Like dating your weight class. Like
you have to date people who share the same values as you, or it's just not gonna work.
Right.
Force these constructs and these beliefs and everything on somebody who doesn't believe it. Like
I'm very careful about the whole like about the money situation, like having a dude pay for, because I'm very wary of financial abuse and like just the whole idea that like, oh, because you're paying for everything that you get to decide everything. Like, no, because if that's gonna be the problem, then here's the dollars. Like we don't care. I try not to date men who like are very like aggressive about, or not aggressive, but like are very like against me paying for anything at all. Because then like, or really not against me paying for anything at all. Let me be quiet. If you want to pay for anything and everything, by all means, I'm not going to stop you.
But like, food, though.
Yeah, like don't relax a little bit. Like, don't ask me to quit my job and shit like that. Like, I feel like that's when you start to get beside yourself.
Yeah, I feel like it also speaks to intent. And you can tell when it's genuine, when this guy is genuinely wanting to spend time with you and take you out and experience new things with you. He's doing this because he wants to do it, not because he's trying to gain something from me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. It just comes down to dating people that like you and believe in the same things that you believe in. And
that like you part is so big.
Girl, people don't be liking each other.
They don't.
But they just like the idea of the person. Like that's what it comes down to. They like
or the, even too. The idea of the relationship. Like
or
like, oh, you cute. We look cute together. Oh, yeah, let's make this work. But we don't like each other. So no.
Like those are the type of the social media people I was talking about. Mm-hmm. Posting all the time. Like relationship goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mess behind closed doors.
Okay. Like there's a no for me. But
my only goal is gonna be
quiet.
I was wondering about it.
Man,
this next question is one of, I want you to ask this question to everybody. This one right here.
Oh yes, I do need some help with it. Like, how do you put yourself out there in the dating world? I know that's like my problem. I suppose you don't put myself out there. I don't know what that looks like or what you're supposed to do. Like, y'all know me, I'm like a naturally kind of shy, timid person. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how to look, I guess, available. I don't know.
I'm cracking up. Okay, so I also, you know, was a very shy person. Like, I didn't start dating at all until I was like 21. So like, I have a very kind of like late bloomer, delayed type of situation. So like you, Diamond, like I was very, very shy kind of like with dating. At this point in my life, I just realized that like a closed mouth don't get fed, and like it's not just gonna happen, especially not in a pandemic. So like my best friend, I would say, has been instrumental in me kind of like coming out of my shell in regards to dating. Because like generally speaking, I'm a pretty bubbly, outgoing person and stuff like that. But then when it came to that, nah, I was quiet. I would kind of just let, even like to the extent of kind of like letting the dude kind of run our situation, and like I wasn't really putting too much input because I kind of was just happy to be there. But like, as far as us being in the pandemic, you have to get on a dating site. So I'm not even gonna cap. You have to get on.
And don't
get on there like me at first, looking like somebody third grade teacher. Apparently, it's what I looked like when I first like set up my profile. Of all the dating sites, say that to me.
Maria said it.
So not that I dressed like a third grade teacher, but that it was just so like, it was so one sided. Like the stuff that I put up there was just very like one aspect of who I am. Where she's like, girl, like you like to go out, you like to party, you like to shake your ass. Like stop getting on these dating sites acting like you don't like to do this stuff. Like, cause this is you. And so what you're gonna end up finding is people that you're not interested in because they're interested in that. They're not interested in you because you didn't put you in this profile. So like that was one thing, like being like realistic and authentic when I did put myself out there. And then like understand that you're really gonna have a lot of duds before you find anybody that's worth anything. And even if
at all.
What'd you say?
That was all that I was seeing, so I got off. I'm like, I don't
I've done it before too. Yeah, I've done it before too. Like if you need a little break, you need a little break. Like you don't owe these niggas shit. So like you don't have to communicate with them if you don't feel like it, or if you feel like clearing the list. Sometimes you just gotta clear the roster. It's okay. Dump the whole team. All right, throw them out. Not throw them out, because at the end of the day, these are people, right? Like I'm not talking about people like they're expendable, but like, hey, this ain't really working out for me. Or I mean, bye boy, go to cops and ambulance. I don't know. Like tell them something, but tell them this is just not really working out for me anymore. Clear the list and start a new one. But like, it really took me a little bit to find a single person.
Uh-huh. You made a really good point, Gina, about like these are people and not treating them like they're expendable. Mm-hmm. Like giving them the honest conversation, like I don't think this is gonna work. Like people ghosting people. I'm guilty of it.
Yeah, I've done it. I've absolutely done it. I've blocked people for little things, but like you definitely should give them the benefit of the doubt and give them that conversation. Mm-hmm. I mean, depending. On how they are, like depending on how they acting, obviously. Like I talked to this one guy, he low-key kind of scared me. I'm not even gonna lie. Like he was just very like, he talked to me like he hated me and we had just met.
What?
Like I wanted to like FaceTime. And I was like, I made a joke, like, hey, like let's see if we're both not catfish, whatever, whatever. And he's like, why would I be a catfish? And I was like, it was a joke. And I said, like, both of us too. So like,
yeah, like
can you come down? And then when we got on the phone, one, he told me that I could talk to him while he was watching the football game. So let's start there. So I already thought that he was going to be watching a football game when we got on the phone. Mm-hmm. At this point, I needed to see one thing. And his pictures look like his teeth was a little effed up. So I really just wanted to see him. That's why I was there, y'all. But so I went on, we got on the FaceTime call. And not only is this man watching the game, but also he is playing a video game. So he's doing two things on top of talking to me. And he was like this much in the camera. Like he was so like he was like barely in the camera. So I'm like, okay, what's going on? Then he kept accusing me of not being interested in talking to him while also not really talking to me. It was psychopathic. Like he after a while of me asking him lots of questions and him asking me none in return, that's another red flag. If you're not interested in getting to know me, pick it. What's going on in your camera? I'm sorry.
I dropped my phone, so it's
okay.
Skitsing.
Okay, so it's doing what it wanted to do. That's no problem.
Yeah.
But so like, so then, so we're talking, I'm asking him lots of questions. He's asking me none. Not even asking me back the questions that I'm asking him. So another red flag. I'm over this conversation. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, you know what? You're watching a football game, playing a video game. Clearly seems like you're busy. He was like, it doesn't seem like you want to talk to me. I was like, no, it doesn't seem like you want to talk to me. Like I'm asking you questions. I was like, it doesn't seem like you're very interested in getting to know me at all. And he laughed, like scoffed, like, and I was like, okay. Like, so he like laughed about it and was like, and then said, okay, you have your opinion. That's your opinion.
Next,
I said, okay, I'm going to go. I was like,
yeah, that's weird.
I'm going to go. I won't be talking to you ever again either. Like I had to tell him, like, he was like, or he said something maybe about like talk to you later. No, No, thank you. I would never like to talk to you again. And then I matched him and it was done.
He was like, already doing too much at once, like playing the game and watching the game. Like, I understand football on, you might have a conversation, but it's like your attention span not even there.
But like, to have football, a conversation. Football's not on 24 hours a day. So like, we could have talked later. Like, it didn't even have to be right then and there. So like, stuff like that is out there, Dom. But like,
where's the silver lining? Because that does sound pretty discouraging.
Yeah, she was giving a whole bunch of stacks. Like,
listen, the silver lining is that I only talked to him for 2.5 seconds and got rid of him. Like, and I didn't, and I recognize the growth in myself that it's like, if that person doesn't want to talk to me, then I have there's no need for me to talk to them. So that's the only silver lining in that, is that I basically put respect on my own name and said, nigga, get off my phone. Like, that's the silver lining for that. As far as like the silver lining for dating, sis, in general. Yeah, I just
that's the silver dating lining right there. No when to quit.
Right. The silver lining is, don't give time up. Is wasted. Yeah. Like, you just keep dating. Like, you really just have to keep trying. Like, it's not a miracle. Like, you have to keep trying. And we're not, like, this ain't the 90s, like, where you could just find one person and you with them for the rest of your life, like our parents. Like,
yeah.
But even then, half their relationship is effed up, but we ain't gonna talk about that today. But it's not rocket science, but it's not gonna be quick either. Like, this is the marathon, sis. You put your good running shoes on and get ready. Like,
that's some solid advice. Yeah, I like that.
You gotta sign up for the marathon, and you know, maybe train.
Because the thing about it, if you're looking for your forever person, or you're looking for somebody that you're gonna have longevity with, it don't always happen in the snap of a finger. This ain't no fairy tale. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just have your fairy godmother dress you up and now you're ready to go be with your prince. Like, it's not like that. None of this shit works like that. Like, you really have to get to know the person, and you may even be with the person for a while and then y'all don't work out. Like, stuff happens. Like, and all of this stuff is completely okay, as long as you learn from the situation and keep moving forward and you become a better person as you go, to where now when you do meet your person, you're at the place where you communicate well. You don't take everything so personally. You're able to work with this person and not against this person. And you understand that you win in, or you know, like, the goal is to end up on the same side. The goal is to end up together and to, you know, be understanding of each other and stuff like that. So, you know, you don't find that just anywhere you walk. Like, you're not just about to go into the poppy store and find your forever thing. Like, it don't work like that. Like, it, for some people, yes, but for everybody, no. So, like I said, put them shoes on, girl, and get the walk. Like,
that is.
I don't even need me for this now. Question. Gina's gonna answer every damn thing and some.
Yeah, I got a question for you, Deshaun. So, as a guy, because we know that guys are normally the first ones to make the first move, but as a guy, how would you like for a female to approach you and make the first move?
Bro, I feel like most men, I guess, depending on, like, if I feel like some men that may be traditionalists want to take the time to walk up to a female would like that. Because I feel like, more often than not, women know what they want way more than men do. So I feel like if a woman is approaching you, there's, like, a high chance she's interested, instead of, like, a man talking to a whole bunch of females trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, some women go to the club just to chill. They might not be interested in talking to a guy. So I feel like if you meet a girl at the club and she approach you, like, there's a high level of interest there. So I feel like for a woman to do that, I think it may make for a more successful relationship.
Personally. You didn't answer the question. She said, how you want shorty to slide on you, boy?
I thought that was the question. Oh, how do I want her to slide on me?
Yeah, you want her to come over with you?
Just say what's up. Like, I mean, it's like, you talking about between social media or like in person?
Like, what's something that's gonna make you be like, all right, like, yeah, I like this. Like, she approached me this way, and I like that, turned me on, or I appreciate that.
I don't have a specific way to be approached. Like, I feel like, you know, just saying what's up, like, just to start the conversation. I think it would be more successful if she approached me and we were able to have like a conversation without none of the awkwardness that like Regina has experienced like with some men. So I think that's a good start. Like, she's able to hold the conversation, ask questions back and forth. But I feel like there's no, you know how, like, some men do these, like, pickup lines? Like, she don't got to do no pickup lines. She don't have to, like, you know, do, like, peacocking. You ever heard of that peacocking? Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, she don't got to do all that. Just say what's up. Like,
So you just prefer somebody confident just to walk up and say it with their chest.
That's fine. Yeah. And if she's shy, that's okay too. The fact that she even took the time doing that, being shy, is like, I respect that even more. Like, okay, there's so no, I feel like as a man, there's, I don't say as a man, for everybody, for me personally, my male perspective is like, there's no right or wrong way to do it for real. Like, even if it's the DMs, like, I guess the only part of this, they getting like wild with it. Like, I know some men be saying like crazy stuff to y'all females in like DMs. Mm. Like, not everyone find it attractive.
No woman.
Like, if she talking crazy, like, that might throw me off a little bit. Like, outside of that, if it's just saying, hey, what's up? Like, it's a regular conversation. That's cool.
Okay. So, what if on the chance you're not really interested in her? And that's the thing that women struggle with is like rejection. Like, men clearly don't care about being rejected.
No, some men struggle with that too.
They don't care. They be telling
them. They keep doing it. So women are not, once a woman gets rejected,
I feel like you looking at like this microcosm of Philadelphia. Some of these Philly niggas out of pocket. So like, maybe they don't care, but mm-hmm. that's not every man. So some men do care.
Okay, like, with the microcosm.
Especially if they really interest somebody. Like, I mean, I'll talk to a female, but like, I feel like I don't like rejection either. I feel like nobody does for real. Maybe there's people keep doing it and they get comfortable with it and they don't care. But like, I'll keep it a buck where like, tell if I'm like interested or not. I'm not going to be disrespectful. Like, you know, I was a young boy. I went down South Street. I tried to crack the girl before and her friends started doing side eye stuff, being disrespectful with it. Like, I'm not going to do nothing like that to try and embarrass somebody who took the time to do that. Like, so I'll just keep it a buck. Like, no, thank you. Maybe I say like, you know, I'm talking to somebody, or maybe I'm just not interested at this point in my life, you know? I don't try to get disrespectful, because people are people at the end of the day. I try to have, like, some humaneness with it. Some people try empathy. To make a joke out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends on how you approach me. If you approach me on some BS, then you're going to get BS back. But usually, I'm, like, a very, like, I'm flattered. No, thank you.
Yeah. No, you can't do it like that, because that sounds kind of like, the way you said it right there, I'm flattered. No, well, thank you. It's like,
this
it sound
is, this
like
is, I'm talking about DMs. I'm talking about DMs. I'm so flattered, but no, thank you. Like, I'm not interested at the moment.
It does sound a little like a business. Everything you say sounds like disrespectful.
I might leave them on scene. I'm not.
Like, not. I know you. Everything you say sounds disrespectful. What?
Bro, was she not on this podcast the whole time just giving stacks, bro? I know the women listening to this journey, they like, yes, in the background.
How crazy.
Listen, I'm trying to give facts and facts only, okay? Okay. That's it.
You've been
That's it.
Learn. Okay.
Learn from you. I said, but yeah, it's really usually just a no thank you. If it's in person, I might say I got a boyfriend because I'd be a little scared. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that's my
That's crazy. Opinion. You know, some again, it goes back to some of these Philly dudes, like, yeah. Like, what that mean? We can't be friends? Like,
yes, like that's exactly what that means.
No, but that'd be the response you might get from somebody.
You know, I'm literally giving guys my number because they wouldn't stop pressuring me to give them
or
the number.
Fake,
and, no, then,
crazy.
And then they're going, no,
you no, they call you in front of them.
Call you. If you call you, say right there. I'll never forget this dude from Westchester did that mess. Mind you, this man saw me like on 5 different occasions and just it, like different stuff happened each time. The first time I saw him, he just stared at me for like 10 minutes, just boom, just looking at me. Next time he said hello, I said hi, kept walking. Next time he saw me, hey, how you doing? Great, kept walking. Next time he said, hey, I just think you're so beautiful. Thank you so much, kept walking. Like, he wasn't getting a picture. Then the last time I got cornered at the bus stop and it was just like, I can't go nowhere. I can't do nothing. You're huge, first of all. Dude was like 6'3" or something. I was like, I'm not trying to get beat up on Church Street today.
We had that experience of like, we feel obligated to give them our numbers just so mm-hmm. we can get out of the situation. Like, mm-hmm. guys, stop being like that. Like, no, bye, get out of my face.
Like, calm down.
And so, in thinking about just like interest, I guess, what do you guys look for in a potential partner?
Pick, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I want somebody that can like, that can also be my like friend, my best friend, in the sense of like, you know, the friends are in my life. We can talk about like anything. We have those deep discussions. We can also enjoy each other's company, maybe like in quiet or silence. Like, I know looks fade after a while. So if I plan on spending forever with somebody, I need to make sure like I love their personality, because like once that looks is going, like what else do you have there that's substantial mm-hmm. to a relationship? So like, I really want like a friend in that sense.
Listen, I don't know about you, but black don't crack, so I ain't concerned about these looks fading. No, y'all had to see my grandma. She was like 86 and she looked amazing. So it really doesn't. But for me, I usually look for somebody who's kind and compassionate. I do prefer an empath because I'm like that. And so I tend to like be very like in tune with other people and what's going on with them. Intelligence is a big thing for me. So I always try to, you know, not deal with somebody who's like an idiot. like obviously you don't gotta be Einstein, but no, absolutely not. Like one, you know, everybody makes a mistake every now and again. Nobody's perfect, but like you like there and there, two and two, like those things. You're and your. I don't want those getting mixed up. I really don't. I don't want to see it. And if I correct you, don't be mad at me. Like I'm doing this for your own benefit. But yeah, like, and if I'm going to go look, I usually like a little chocolate person, a chocolate man. But other than that, like, I'm not usually like too picky. Well, I'm not picky. Like, that's not a requirement. It's just a preference. But yeah, usually like if I'm a simplest, kind, compassionate, smart, stuff like that.
Okay.
Honest.
Yeah,
that's another one.
Dom.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
What do you look for in a potential
partner? Yeah, I don't even know. Tall. I'm a tall girl, so I just can't be identified as 5'2". No offense. Like Regina
said, me neither.
Honest, emotionally intelligent. That's hard to find. Mm-hmm.
That's important. Common sense.
It's like someone who would make me a priority. Like, yeah. I understand everyone is busy. I'm busy too, but you know, just scheduling some time. But I do like some distance too. Like, I don't like too much clinginess either. Like, I like my time as well. So like a good balance.
Okay. So this question. I feel like basically everything y'all said. Like, I mean, I'm not like, looks matter, but I'm not that shallow of a person.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
That's right. That's fake.
That look is okay. There, you know, looks don't matter because you fuck ugly niggas or right. Looks no. Matter.
Okay, keep in mind, if this is supposed to be the father of your children, like, I want him to look like something because I want my kids to look like something. I don't want nobody to make fun of my baby.
That's real.
Like,
I have shown jeans because my son has my whole entire face. So I don't have to worry about
that. See, and I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be me when I pop the shit out.
Like,
I do.
I mean, looks are important. Like, obviously, I want to be attracted to you, but like, I'm not. Dom, stop, because you is some guys, you like, he's too pretty. I can never, he's prettier than me. I can never.
Yeah, I don't like people who are too good looking. I can't, then you like, I feel like, no. It's insecure sitting next to you.
No, it matters.
Listen, you really gotta feel like you your only competition. Like, because it's if you look at it, huh?
So he can't be my competition if he's.
But it's,
I'm cracking up. He not competing with you. He trying to be with you.
I know. Like, well, y'all just gonna be a good looking couple. Like, what? Nobody. No, like, he look better than her.
He gonna be good looking. And like, why he with her? That's what.
It's I about. Can't, yo. It mad.
You too worried about what other people think. You gotta enjoy your relationship for you.
I'm be worrying about him and what he doing. I'm not been to worry about what everybody else saying. I don't care about them. They not in a relationship. I don't care about y'all. Y'all think I don't deserve him? Well, guess who do? Him. Oh well.
Period.
Yeah, so y'all ugly anyway.
Beauty is truly in the eyes of the beholder and look better depending on who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everything y'all basically said, like honest, consistent. That is very consistent.
That's a good one.
A good planner, because it's not gonna work if you just go flow. I don't plan. Nope. Mm-mm. That don't work for me.
Get out of here, you free spirit.
Yeah, like that's just annoying. And about something like ambitious and goal-oriented is really important to me. Like, and just like a good person, like a decent human being with a good personality. Like, you just can't be like, some people look good, but they're really shitty people. And I mean, like, just and don't have manners. Like, you won't even hold the door for somebody. Like, just I don't like that kind of stuff. But yeah,
that's a good list. That's a solid list.
Thank you. So I gotta throw a pillow talk-ish question in there. And that is, how do we feel about sex during dating? Everybody, thank you so much.
I'm okay with it, to be honest, at this point. I waited a while to have sex. When I say a while, I mean like a long while. So like I waited a really long time, and I definitely shifted kind of like my view of it and what it meant to me. But then at the same time, like obviously holding those values of like, it has to be with a person that I trust, a person that I'm comfortable with, things like that. So it really kind of depends on the person. Like if I feel comfortable with you, then by all means, you know, with a condom, obviously, because we're not together. And that you're not about to pretend like you're not about to because you're gonna slip up one day and feel like you want to stay here forever. Now I got a kid. So can't participate in it. So like, I'm fine with it, like, and it kind of, like I said, it depends on the person that I'm dealing with that will kind of make the determination for me, like for how long I'm gonna wait. But usually you want to wait like a certain period of time to actually get to know the person.
Okay. Deshaun?
No, I agree. I'm comfortable with it. Like you say, like, strap up. And then it's also a matter of comfort. Like, you know, I date some people. Maybe it takes 2 days. Maybe it takes like a month. Like, I think me as a male is also like a comfort level. Maybe not for every male, but like, for me, for sure.
Dom?
Yeah. But yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it, you know, like they said, you know, just be safe, you know, to each his own, but like if you're dating multiple people, I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's where it gets me.
That's a bit much, but you know, that one person, but you know, if you want to do something else, just be safe. But yeah, like, and it is about just being comfortable, and that does take time a lot of the time, and just trusting somebody too, because that is like a lot is on the line, honestly. You do that, your life, your health. So
yeah,
I don't see anything wrong with it.
I agree, and that just made me think of another question. Like, do y'all have favorites when dating? Like if you're dating multiple people and you're like, well, this one is my favorite, so how do you like
100%
but like still keep the options open?
If I got a favorite, then I'm just gonna like, I'm gonna ask that person to be my girl. Like, if I got a favorite, clearly, if I like her among the rest of them, then I want to be with her. Like, if I start liking somebody more, there's no reason for me to have the rest of them.
Okay.
I feel like it depends on, like, I agree with Pick, but then how long have y'all been talking? Because, like, if you haven't been talking to that person for a very long time, but it's like when I first started talking to the guy I'm talking to now, I was talking to somebody else. And I really liked the other guy. Like, I thought he was so cool. We hadn't met yet. And then things just switched. Like, I ended up meeting this guy, and we went out on dates and stuff like that. And then it kind of just, like, shifted. So, like, you definitely have favorites. But, like I said, if I would have, like, stopped dating people and just let that person be my favorite, then I would have never met the guy that I'm seeing now. So, it's, like, I kind of got into my head, manage your expectations. My therapist tells me that all the time. Manage your expectations about what people are capable of, what they can give you, and base that off of what they're showing you. Don't base that off of what you want. And then just really, you can't keep all your eggs in one basket, because if you drop the basket, all your eggs is broken. Now you're sad. So I just kept dating. Like, I'm going to keep dating, like I said, until somebody takes me up off the streets. And that's, you, like, obviously, like, I really like this one guy, but I can't do nothing about like, I'm not going to stop seeing other people, because then I'm only going to be focused on you. And if you're not only focused on me, or you end up not wanting me, then that can't be like shattering for me, or like that can't make me like, they can't take me, knock me off my square. So
just for me, dating. Like in that situation, if I like that person more than everyone else, I have no problem exclusively dating that person. And that person like decides to flip the script on me. Oh, well, like, I feel like I don't have a problem losing those other people, because I feel like if I wanted those other people, I would have chosen them instead of one I got. And I don't want to waste their time, because clearly, like, I'm liking this person more. You know, there's a reason for that. So, like, if that shit didn't work out with the person I was dating exclusively, then, you know, that means, like, I cleared the roster and I just got to start again. Like, if I wanted those other people, I would have just been with them. I'm not going to, like, you know, keep them on the side in case this one I really like don't work out.
I feel like that's wasting any time because I can't be that interested in them like that if this person has my attention.
Yeah, I do agree with that. And your list will definitely start dwindling down as you find your favorite person. That's for sure. Like, because you, for me, I definitely become less and less interested in other people if I like somebody, for sure. Like, and so I just kind of like, after a while, it does get like how Pick was saying, like, you just, it's just that person. Like, you're just like, you I want, but, you know, obviously depending on the way y'all situation is going or what the circumstances there are, there might be extenuating circumstances that'll kind of like throw some stuff, but you know, you just take it day by day, see what it is with that person, have a conversation with them, like be communicative. Like, that's very, very important. You have to talk to that person and let them know what's going on with you, let them know what you're thinking about, and then, you know, if they want the same thing as you, great. If they don't, that's okay too.
Yeah, that's a really good way and very mature way of thinking about it. Like, it's not really a loss because that's who you wanted. It just didn't happen to work out.
A nice reframe.
Yes, we loved it over here. You guys was preaching, dropping some gems, some knowledge. We about to get my sis back on the dating site. Okay, we're gonna manage our expectations over here. And we really do appreciate y'all for stopping by and talking with us. But before we let y'all go, we want to do a hashtag X team. So how it works is the listeners send in like story or asking a question for advice. I'm going to read it and then I'm going to open the floor up for y'all to give your answers. Okay. So it says, hey, Pillow Talk, I need your help. How do you tell the difference between a whirlwind romance versus moving too fast? I met a guy 2 months ago and I feel like he may be the one. He has expressed feeling the same way and we have had the marriage talk. He has been very clear about wanting to be married within the next year. When we first met, we shared the same intentions of wanting something serious and things took off from there. He's been everything I wanted in a man, consistent, ambitious, family oriented, all about me. And I can tell he will make a great father someday. The problem is my friends and family think we're moving too fast. They say it's way too soon to know we're ready to be married and start our lives together. I know this only happens in movies, but what if this is the real deal? How can I tell? Please help.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if she's real, whoever it is, this person really interested, start off with like marriage counseling with a therapist first. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good way to start. But also, like, I feel like marriage will always be there. You know, he said he wants to be married within a year. If he really feeling her like that and he think that she can be the one, he can be patient with her. Like, right, why rush it if y'all really feeling each other like you say you are?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. I feel like my question is, what's the rush? Like, I understand y'all love each other and y'all
got each other, like, that should be enough.
Keep in mind, y'all probably haven't talked about a lot of the things that y'all needed to talk about yet. Like Vic said, like talking about like going to marriage counseling, I think that's very important. If you have never been married before, you do not know what marriage is. And you do not know what marriage looks like. Though you can create it to be whatever you want it to be because it's your relationship. And I don't think that you should allow other people to tell you what to do. I think that there are a lot of things that you're probably not thinking about that are going to come into play. Like prenuptial agreements, things with your finances, things with children. Like there's so many different things that come up. And then states' rules are different. Like the rules are different state to state, like laws are different state to state. If you don't have certain things in place and stuff like that, like that marriage, that's a lifelong commitment. And after 2 months, I'm gonna keep it a buck. Everybody sent their representative in the first few months. Like I would say it takes about 3 months for that, if there is a facade, for it to start to crack. Usually around 3 months, I feel like stuff starts to happen and you really get to know that person for who the, and after 2 months, how many situations have you seen this person in? Have you seen this person in financial straits? Like, even though that may not ever happen during you guys' marriage, like you haven't really seen them in different seasons because you haven't given it the time. And like Pick said, if he wants to be married within the year, y'all still got about 10 more months to get married. Y'all don't have to do it tomorrow.
Then just keep in mind, it's probably for everybody, but I recommend like living with each other for a bit too.
I agree with it.
Like, how does person live, man? Like,
living with people,
are they as clean as you thought they were? Stuff like that.
Yeah, there's I feel like a lot she probably doesn't know about him, and a lot that he doesn't know about her yet, each other's families, different things like that, that are, that could affect the relationship.
Yeah.
That you don't, and there's a lot of things you just don't know until you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
So give it some time. Like, give it some time, give it a rest. Like, there was a bunch of people who I thought were, you know, amazing people, you know, thought that we would go the distance or whatever the case may be, but after spending a few more months with them, I realized that they weren't that person, and it's fine. But like, if I didn't take the time and I would have rushed a little bit more, then I probably would have gotten more hurt, or gotten hurt. So
yeah,
so just slow down, sis.
Yeah, pump
the brakes on that one a little bit.
What's meant for you will always be for you, no matter what. Mm-hmm. So you will be okay. But thank you guys. You guys gave some really good advice on this entire episode. Like, really, we just want to thank you again for joining us.
No, thank you so much for having us.
Was it worth the headache, Fatima?
Yeah, you know, because the work that went into getting this collaboration was real. But I'm glad that you came on here and you was dropping some gems. So it was worth it.
Right, yeah. Right,
thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, see you guys.
See y'all.
Hey, guys. I hope you enjoyed listening to another good episode of Pillow Talk Uncensored. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pillow Talk _Uncensored. And don't forget to shop with Cardi Kiss. See ya.